Design Bespoke on Stray FM's Business Hub.
James, thanks so much for joining us again in the studio. And I'm going to talk about your business, Hairsign Construction, Hairsign Bespoke. Tell us, where did it all start from? Where did it all originate with you?
The business started off me actually being a joiner, a carpenter. I started out on my own when I was 18. I just wanted to offer a little bit something different. Just built it from there, really. And one thing led to another. Our values, I think, of how I was brought up, and to work clean and tidy and to be honest and reliable, has really stood us in good stead.
So, you know, you did the training that you've done. What training did you do to get to the kind of the level that you're at now?
Right, so the training that I did is I went to Leeds Building College and I did a modern day apprenticeship. I actually worked for a company and then I actually went on block to college to learn the qualification. But also, the job that I was actually in, we did building as well as joinery. So we did the groundworks, the building, the roofing, every aspect of it that we had to do. And that's what our business does now. We do everything in the construction industry. And then we then went into building exclusive homes, really had to a high standard. And that's why we created Hairsign Bespoke, because we couldn't get anyone quick enough or good enough to make bespoke furniture or windows or doors, you know, good enough really, and on time.
How did you find handling the growth of your business? Because you say you started out from small business, you've grown, you know, how have you found that? How did you handle it?
Well, there was just me on my own. And then obviously with the demand of work and the quality of work that we got renowned for, I employed people who I actually know and I trust, and I know that they're, you know, I tried to pick everyone who works for me is the best at what they do. And if you put them all together, and we've got some fantastic managers and some fantastic foremen, fantastic office staff, and we've created a fantastic team. It hasn't happened straight away. It's been a long process, but we've eventually got a fantastic team who everybody has got the same values as that I have, and have, you know, all trained by me. We're all on a personal level with each other, so they're not just a number. You know, I'm on a personal level with every single person who works for me, and it is just like, in a way, a family.
How proud does it make you feel when you look at your team and see the work that they're creating from a company that you started from nothing?
I feel so proud about it, and we're encouraging younger people to come, and they're actually being trained by the older generation, and they're learning so much, but also the older generation of people who work for me are learning from the younger. So it's a really good combination. But I feel so proud of all of them, really, because they all have got such a fantastic vision for the business, and they totally understand, you know, what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to create. And they're all so enthusiastic and passionate.
I think I might know what you might say to this, but what would be the key to your business's success, do you think?
The key to the success of the business is the quality, and never saying that you can't do anything.
Yeah,
everything that we've ever been put our way, we have researched, or if it's something new or whatever, we will do it. And you know, that's kind of our slogan is, if you can dream it, we can build it.
You're not scared to give it a go, are you?
We're not scared at all to give it a go. And the thing is, though, that we do a lot of research before we attempt something new. Mm-hmm. You've just got to give things a go, otherwise you're just the same as everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah, and you sit back and complacency can set in within the business. If there's an aspiring business leader out there, somebody who's starting their own business, what would be your, probably hard to narrow it down to this, but one tip to help them grow their business to become a successful business like yourself?
I think that you've got to love the job that you do.
Yeah.
That's what I would say, is that you've got to love what you do, because you spend most of your life doing it. And if you have passion about something, that's what will see you through and be successful.
Your passion, your drive.
Your passion
and
your drive, yeah. Your passion and your drive. And if you don't love it, and you don't, you know, like on a morning, even now, I can't wait to get to work. You know, I'm excited. I went away on holiday this weekend and I couldn't wait to get home, back to work. And you know, it's just having that balance as well between, you know, family life and work. it's just so exciting about, you know, what you can actually do, and the things that we do are just so challenging every day. There's something new that comes in, and the jobs that we do, if it's really hard, that's why people get us in to do, because we just say there is a way around it, there is a way we can do it. It's just that you've got to, you know, put a lot of effort in.
You dream it, you can make it. It's as simple, exactly, as simple as that, isn't it? James, thank you so much for sharing your business success story with us of Hairsign Construction and Hairsign Bespoke. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Hairsign Bespoke on Stray FM's Business Hub.